Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Council Community Newsletter for April 2021. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult, or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organized as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. There's another little story on Track 16. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks, helps you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, Election 2021, Candidate Information Sessions. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, NRL Round 6 in Mudgee, tickets still available. Track 7, Charity Shield Weekend delivers $1.49 million economic benefit. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Glen Willow Stage 2 Construction Update, Turf In and Buildings Up. Track 10, Heritage Conservation Zones, Gulgong. Track 11, Mudgee Classic Event Road Closures. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, April and May. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Track 16, A Story. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for April 2021. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading Election 2021, Candidate Information Sessions. Council will host 3 candidate information sessions next month ahead of local government elections on Saturday the 4th of September. The first session will be held on Wednesday the 12th of May from 3:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. followed by a Women in Local Government evening session from 6:30 p.m. The third session will be held on Thursday the 13th of May from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Led by former Leichhardt Council Mayor and Councillor of more than 20 years, Mari Sheehan, the sessions are open to any member of the community interested in learning about Council and the role and responsibilities of its elected members. You'll learn about the critical role local government plays in the delivery of the most vital services for our community. Sessions will be held in Mudgee at a venue to be advised closer to the date. Attendees are asked to RSVP via Council's website. Local government elections will be held on Saturday the 4th of September this year after they were postponed in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The numbers. 26th of July, candidate nominations open for local government elections. 4th of August, nominations close for local government elections. 3, candidate information sessions on the 12th and 13th of May with a venue to be advised. Visit Council's website to learn more and to register. The large diagram shows a person putting a voting paper into a box, a person standing in front of a poster of candidate information, and 9 councillors seated at a round table. Below is a small poster. Save the dates, 2021 New South Wales local government elections, Saturday the 4th of September. Voting is compulsory. Website elections.nsw.gov.au/LGE21. Phone number 1300 135 736. That's 1300 135 736. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's Desk. If you have a passion for your community and an interest in the role of elected members, I strongly encourage you to join in one of the candidate information sessions next month. There are no special requirements to attend and no need to be nominated as a candidate. It is simply a session providing more information about the role of councillors and council for those who are interested. In the past few weeks, councillors and staff have been working together to deliver council's budget for 2021-22. A number of community suggestions have been incorporated. The draft operational plan, including a budget, is expected to be endorsed for public exhibition at Council's April meeting. Events season has well and truly kicked off, and our region has again become a destination for large-scale events. As well as the Council-coordinated Manly NRL game, 17th of April, we're lucky enough to have the Shoot Shield, 24th of April, Mudgee Classic, 2nd of May, and Next Exit Festival, 29th of May, heading to the region. Please support our smaller and larger events where you can to ensure we continue to have a vibrant events scene. Signed, Des K. Track 6, heading NRL Round 6 in Mudgee. Tickets still available. Your game day info at midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Tickets are still available for the Manly and Gold Coast clash at Glen Willow on Saturday the 17th of April. Tickets for the 3 p.m. game are available at 123tix.com.au. Gates open at 12 noon. Strictly no public parking will be permitted at the venue on game day. Limited parking will be available at the Mudgee Racecourse. Patrons are encouraged to catch the free shuttle bus. Pick-up and drop-off locations are available on Council's website and Facebook page. A low-floor bus will be available from the Mudgee CBD for patrons requiring assistance. Glen Willow Stadium is a short 1 kilometre walk from Mudgee CBD across Holyoke Footbridge. All your game day information is available on Council's website. The large photo shows a close-up of the footballs of the Sea Eagles and the Titans on a grassed area. Track 7, heading. Charity Shield Weekend delivers $1.49 million economic benefit. The 2021 Charity Shield has kicked off the Mudgee region's major events season and is the first to be hosted in 12 months. A crowd of 6,840 watched the South Sydney Rabbitohs defeat the St George Illawarra Dragons 48-16 at Mudgee's Glen Willow Stadium on Saturday the 27th of February. Council estimates from economic data that approximately $1.49 million was spent in the region over the weekend at restaurants and cafes, retailers and accommodation providers. Council will host the 2022 and 2023 Charity Shield as part of a further two-year partnership with the St George Illawarra Dragons and South Sydney Rabbitohs. The date of the 2022 game will be announced later this year. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are 7 items. Bushfire assistance available. If you were affected by the bushfires, it's not too late to come forward for assistance. A range of services are still available, including financial assistance and health and wellbeing support. Contact your local recovery support service and be linked to a personalised recovery support worker to help you navigate the support that is available. Contact Step by Step on 0417 298 832. That's Step by Step on 0417 298 832 or Step by Step at gatewayfamilieservices.org.au or the DPI Rural Recovery on 0437 918 734. That's DPI Rural Recovery on 0437 918 734, or midcoast.recovery@dpi.nsw.gov.au. Hill End Road Improvements. Council has recently completed safety improvements to Hill End Road on the approach to Hargraves. Works included improvements to road shoulders, pavement widening, guardrail and a bitumen seal designed to provide improved contact friction. Council secured $4.97 million funding through the New South Wales Government to complete upgrades to 42 kilometres of Hill End Road. Further works are scheduled for 2022. State Government Online DA Service. If you're seeking council approval on a new build or renovation, you can now submit development applications or DAs online, anywhere, anytime, through the New South Wales Planning Portal. Use of this service will become mandatory for all councils from the 1st of July. Through this transition period, to make lodgement as easy as possible, council will have a dedicated planning kiosk at its Mudgee Customer Service Centre, and staff will also be available to assist with the process. Suggest library titles. Did you know you can suggest the titles you'd like to see in the library collection? The library's new Community Collection Manager, or CCM, allows borrowers to view and recommend the cream of the crop of forthcoming titles across all genres. Available from the library's online catalogue, enter your library barcode number and PIN, which is the day and month of birth, to access. Work with council as a supplier. Are you a local contractor keen to work with council? There are many ongoing opportunities to work with council, including the supply of wet and dry plant hire in 2022. The tender for wet and dry plant hire to supply council with plant and equipment opens in June. To receive notifications about this and other tenders, please register with council's online quoting system, Vendor Panel Marketplace, by searching Vendor Panel on council's website. Art Gallery Construction. External construction of the Mudgee Region Gallery is moving into the final stages. External wall panelling has been installed and the landscaping design is being finalised. Construction will move to the internal fit-out in coming weeks ahead of the August opening. The pathway connecting the gallery to the sculpture walk via Walker's Oval is now complete and in use. LED streetlight upgrade. More than 1,600 streetlights in Mudgee and Gulgong will be upgraded this month as part of a major project to improve energy efficiency. The switch to LED will see a 427 megawatt-hour reduction in power use and savings of $141,000 annually. LED upgrades in Rylstone and Candos continue to be investigated. Residents will receive a notice in the mail advising when the upgrade is headed to their street. Track 9 heading, Glen Willow Stage 2 Construction Update, Turf In and Buildings Up. Glen Willow Stage 2 is on track to be completed later this year, with all fields now turfed and establishing. A total of 6 playing fields will be constructed as part of the nearly $18 million project jointly funded by the New South Wales and Australian governments. The multi-purpose Junior Rugby League, Rugby Union and Cricket wickets have all been turfed and will need time to establish over the coming months. Construction has commenced on the Rugby Union Amenities Building, pictured, with the slab poured and frames erected for the second story. Electricity has been upgraded to the site and supplied to the new buildings. Light tower footings will be installed over the coming months and internal roads are still under construction. At the nearby new Mudgee Dog Park, fencing has been installed and a pathway constructed from Pitts Lane. A new amenities building under construction at the Glen Willow Regional Sporting Complex is shown at right. Track 10 heading, Heritage Conservation Zones, Gulgong. Did you know there are 4 heritage conservation areas within the Midwestern region, in Mudgee, Gulgong, Rylstone and Hargraves? If your home or business is a heritage item or is located within a heritage conservation area and you are considering improvement works, or if you are unsure if your home falls within this zone, a duty planner is available to assist Monday to Friday. Development approval is not required for all works. Council's Heritage Advisor is also available to provide advice free of charge. Contact Council to arrange an appointment. Track 11, heading Mudgee Classic Event Road Closures. The Mudgee Classic is a road cycling event taking place in the Midwestern region on Sunday, the 2nd of May. The following 2 road closures will be in place on event day. 1. Lew Road will be closed from 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Between Yulan Road and Bylong Valley Way, use Castlereagh Highway as an alternative route. Local traffic only permitted under escort by event vehicles. Please call 0459 616 221, that's 0459 616 221, for travel arrangements on event day before proceeding on to Lew Road. For information prior to event day, email info@mudgeeclassic.com.au. Speed limits will be reduced along Lew Road during event time, allow for extra travel time. Cyclists will be travelling in both directions. Follow New South Wales Police, Altus Traffic Management and Escort direction at all times. 2. Section of Church Street and Mortimer Street, Mudgee, will be closed from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. Church Street between Short Street and Mortimer Street, Mortimer Street between Perry Street and Kmart car park entrance. For full details, visit cyclingclassics.com.au/mudgee/community/. The photo shows a cyclist riding on a road in the Mudgee area. Track 12, heading Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the 9 councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 02-6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0431-208-646. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Russell Holden, 0422-219-911. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Esme Martins, 02-6358-8237. Councillor John O'Neill, 0427-662-486. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226. Track 13, heading Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Before purchasing rural land, prospective property owners should consider the following. Are there biosecurity risks, weed infestations on the land? Are weed infestations being managed? What are the costs of the continual weed control? And if the land is to be used for farming, will weed infestations lead to production losses? Weed inspections by qualified professionals can help to identify weeds on a property and understand the extent of measures required to remove them. For more information, contact Council's Weeds Team on 6378-2850. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to employment on Council's website. Invest. Council has secured $20,000 through the New South Wales Government's Community Building Partnership Program to refurbish and restore the Rylstone Guide Hall. Works are being finalised to upgrade the hall kitchen, install new lighting, flooring and downpipes. The hall had previously been unable to be used by community groups. However, with these improvements, it's expected to be available for hire from July. Visit. The Midwestern region now receives an average of 691,000 visitors a year who stay for 1.04 million nights, according to Tourism Research Australia. Domestic visitors who stay overnight in the region spend on average $398 per trip. The region's visitors are crucial to supporting the 309 local tourism businesses and the 751 jobs. Track 14, heading events calendar for April and May. 17th of April, Manly vs Gold Coast at Glen Willow. Watch the Manly Warringah Sea Eagles take on the Gold Coast Titans at Mudgee's Glen Willow Stadium. Tickets at 123tix.com.au. 18th of April, Wings Wheels Wine at Mudgee Airport. See a Spitfire in action, unlimited aerobatics, RAAF roulettes, car show, and much more at this jam-packed air show. Also, April the 18th, Sporting Weekend Races at Mudgee Racecourse. Part of a bumper sports weekend in Mudgee, this traditional country race meeting coincides with the NRL Manly game. 24th of April, Shoot Shield at Glen Willow. Watch arch rivals Sydney Uni and Eastwood go head-to-head in a full day of rugby union. Local food, drink and entertainment on offer. 2nd of May, Mudgee Classic at various locations. A cycling event through the Mudgee region, including a 170km, 120km and 35km course. Road closure information in track 11. 2nd, 3rd, 8th of May, Gulgong Eisteddfod at the Prince of Wales Opera House. This year's Eisteddfod will proceed with dance recitals. More information at gulgongeisteddfod.com. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change based on COVID-19 health orders. Please contact event organisers for further details. Midwestern Regional Council, address 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax 02-6378-2815. Email council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website www.midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for April 2021. However, there's still some room available, and I thought you might enjoy this little story. Track 16, heading A Story. Title, Different Wavelengths. I said to my boyfriend recently, "You know, we've been together for 4 years. I think it's about time we started talking about the future." I thought he was going to run for the hills, but he didn't. He just smiled at me. Then he went, "What, like flying cars and that?" Joke by comedian Sarah Millican, found on the Reader's Digest Australia website. This is the end of the recording. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reed.